News, I'm Ben Thomas. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency in 46 counties, and the state's mobilized 1,100 National Guard members as Tropical Storm Idalia draws near.
You are going to start seeing some impacts with winds and some nasty weather Tuesday night. And of course, we're expecting a landfall to happen sometime on Wednesday.
Forecasters expect Idalia to strengthen into a major hurricane by the time it makes landfall. Hawaiian Electric Company has acknowledged its power lines did start a wildfire on Maui, but in response to the county's lawsuit, the company also faults firefighters for declaring the blaze contained and leaving the scene, only to have a second wildfire break out. A judge has set a March 4, 2024 trial date for former President Trump in the federal case charging him with trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election. In the Georgia election case, former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has testified his actions detailed in the indictment were all part of his job. He's arguing the case should be moved from a state court to federal court. President Biden marked the 60th anniversary of the March on Washington with civil rights advocates, but Ed Donahue reports the deadly weekend shooting in Jacksonville, Florida, in which a young white man shot three black people at a Dollar General, grabbed the focus.
We can't let hate prevail, and it's on the rise. It's not diminishing.
The president says there is a group of extreme people trying to erase history, and action is needed against hate-fueled violence.
I never thought that I'd be president, let alone be president, and having a discussion on why books are being banned in American schools.
But President Biden has struggled to fulfill key promises to black voters, perhaps the most loyal group in his political base. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The president of the historically black Edward Waters University says a campus security officer tipped off by students likely stopped the killer from carrying out his attack on the Jacksonville campus. This is AP News. A new study finds you don't want to rely on voice assistant apps in the event of a medical emergency. Jackie Quinn explains.
Some people are so used to reaching out to Siri, Alexa, Cortana, and others, they'll try it in an emergency. But Dr. Adam Landman at Mass General Brigham Young says that's not a good idea right now.
Time is of the essence. And CPR is a physical activity that evolves in real time.
He and other study leaders threw 9 questions at voice assistants, testing if they could help with CPR, and heard, "I don't know," or they were sent to a website.
It's difficult to just, read a screen, either on a phone or a computer, to get instructions on CPR.
He's urging tech companies to do more to help with CPR. But until then,
prioritize calling emergency services, 911.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.